You've seen him on TikTok recently. Dr. Carl joins us this morning to discuss his little book of climate change science. Good morning.
Dr. Pinky and Dr. Banksy, welcome.
Now, I must say, we were talking about you this week because we came across your TikTok with a video addressing the fact that you had all these trolls suggesting that maybe you don't know what you're talking about and what were your qualifications exactly.
How could you question Dr. Carl?
I know.
Oh, well, do remember the motto of the Royal Society, which is nullus in verba, which means do not trust authority, trust nature. So I have been known to get things wrong, so everybody makes mistakes.
But whatever.
You need to admit it.
You do have 1,000 degrees, so...
And I've also got it wrong about why you get wrinkly skin as well. I used to say it was because you've got water penetrating the keratinous thick layer on your hands and feet, and as soon as I found out the truth, I fixed it up, which was that it's related to your sympathetic nervous system, which deals with threats. And what the sympathetic nervous system does is it closes down, when you're in a threat situation, the blood supply to your skin so you don't bleed too much. And so what happens is that the sweat glands work backwards. Water comes in from the outside, dilutes the saltiness of your flesh. Your sympathetic nervous system sees this as a threat, and it closes down the blood supply to your skin, which then gets all wrinkly. And the way we know this is the case is that there are a few rare medical conditions where you can lose the sympathetic nervous system to one half of your body. And then when you go in a body, and when you go in a water, that half does not wrinkle, but the other half does. So you always go forward with bearing in fact you might be wrong, but you do the best you can.
Yeah, exactly, with
and
what you know.
And you've corrected it there, so we have sympathy for that. And can I just say, I don't mind when Dr. Carl goes off on a tangent because we always learn stuff as well.
Absolutely.
I love tangents.
I'd love to be at school of Dr. Carl
so
all day.
Good.
Speaking of which, so the new book that you've released, I got sent a copy a few weeks ago. I have an avid reader who is almost 13 at home and who loves science as well, by the way. So she has been skimming over this book. I say skimming because there's so many different things that just might pique your interest that you can flick through. Isn't that right, Dr. Carl?
Yeah, I'll give it to you in 5 easy sentences. Number one, we've been doing climate science since 1820, and some of the best climate science was funded by big fossil fuel in the 1970s and 80s. And then when the scientists decided that global warming was real and caused by the fossil fuel companies, they then reversed their position and started denying it to the tune of $1 billion a year by 2013. And they're still doing it today. Point number two, why do we burn fossil fuels? Because they're so loaded in energy. You've heard of a thing called a barrel of oil on the news, and it sells for, say, $50. That has the energy of a labourer working for 10 years. So instead of spending $50,000 a year or $500,000, you spend a saving of $499,950. That's why we burn fossil fuels, because they're loaded with energy. And the heat of global warming, that is trapped sunlight, because the carbon dioxide acts like a one-way valve. It lets the heat in but not out. And the amount of heat it's trapping is 400,000 Hiroshima atom bombs per day.
And
you can get away with that for a day or a week or a month or a year or even a decade, but not several decades, which is why we're seeing all these problems today. Number five, there's a whole lot of effects of global warming, including tipping the Earth off its axis. And number five, to finish off with, we can both stop and reverse global warming with the technology today. And the only thing stopping us is the $1 billion a year that big fossil fuel is spending on telling lies, which confuses the politicians and the general public. But if you spend $1 billion a year for 30 years, you end up with results that are good for the fossil fuel companies.
Book is not to be confused with the Da Vinci Code, but it does crack some amazing myths of the world.
You know what? My mind has been blown. Really? It's not cows farting causing climate change? All this science is telling us it's a little bit more.
And they fade curtains instead, Banksy.
We can find it all in one book.
Well, we can fix it. And the small stuff, like doing recycling and stuff, helps a little bit. But we've really got to do it at the top level, which is the governments of the world have to get together. And think of this. 1/4 of all the people who die each year die from air pollution caused by burning fossil fuels. Suddenly, they won't be in hospital dying from terrible air pollution. They'll be having a different sort of death, but it won't be caused by air pollution, and they'll have a longer productive life. Yeah.
And then we buy Teslas and we're fine. Everything's good.
Except you can't buy Teslas in China now because the Teslas all come with cameras and the Chinese government is worried that they're taking pictures of things that they don't want taken.
Spy cams. No,
well,
that's real.
Look, let's also mention these books. Your books are incredible.
Oh,
every home needs them. And they are great for readers aged around 8 to how old, Dr. Carl?
110.
Yeah, absolutely. 110. Well, we love it and we'll keep picking over it for weeks to come, I'm sure.
And hopefully if we follow this advice, we could live till 110 right here on this beautiful planet.
Keep publishing, keep TikToking. We'll talk to you again soon.
Peachy Keen, thank you very much.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's Triple M.